All right. Good evening, everyone. To continue a little bit in the halachos concerning the Seder, so we find ourselves still in Simin Kuf Yud Tes, and the kids writes the following. He says, Acher kach mozgin kos shnia. So remember again, last night we're working our way through the Seder. So last night we spoke about Orchatz. So then the Kitzur says, afterwards we pour the second cup. Vahatinok shoal manishtano. And a young child in the family goes in and asks manishtano. Vim ein tinok. If there's not a child in the house, yishol ben acher o bito o chaveiro o ishto. So the idea of the Seder is the Seder is supposed to take place. We're supposed to get started in a question answer format. Therefore, although we say it's the child who should go ahead and ask the manishtana, if there's not a child present, anyone who's there who's able to ask, asks it. V'achakach omrim avadim hayinu. And then he goes on, we begin the magid, official magid section with avadim hayinu, where we're slaves to Paran Mitzrayim. So it's interesting, in the Shayim Tzion Ba'alach, he quotes different opinions who explain over here, is the Bala Seder, is the person running the Seder obligated to go back and repeat manishtana again, after the child asks manishtana? It's interesting, quotes from the Rambam. The Rambam says, the lashon of the Rambam is, v'kan haben shoel, v'omer hakore manishtana. So the lashon of the Rambam is, here the child asks manishtana, and then v'omer hakore means, and after the child asks manishtana, the Bala Seder goes back and repeats manishtana as well. So again, different customs. But again, you see, based on a gears on the Rambam. So then the Kitzur says something exceptionally important. What's most important is that the Haggadah is recited in a language that everyone present understands. Meaning, that there is no point in reciting the Haggadah, essentially like davening. You know, going in and just davening up the Haggadah, and you get to the necessary parts, and nobody has any idea what you're talking about. Because again, what has been accomplished? The whole point of the Seder is Chayiv Adam Liros Esasmo Kiliyatzim Mitzrayim. The whole point of the Seder is that a person is supposed to experience the redemption of Egypt as if he or she actually went through it. That of course necessitates understanding what it is that is being recited over the course of the Seder. Therefore, again, says the Kitzur, Vim Gam Ba'atzmo Eino Mevin Lashon HaKodesh. Let's say the Bala Seder himself doesn't understand Hebrew either. Yomar Mito. So the kids are right, you could say it in Yiddish. You could say it in Yiddish if you'd like. You could say it in German. You could say it in any language you understand. So it's interesting. Here comes a fascinating discussion as well, which is, let's say I don't understand Hebrew. I can read it, but I don't understand it. So the kids just seems to say that it's important to say the Haggadah in a language you understand. The question is should a person first say it in Hebrew and then translate it into English or whatever your vernacular is? So that too is a machlokas. So some say, no, there's no need to first say it in Hebrew. Just say it in whatever language you understand. Just go forward. Others explain that, no, really one should first say it in Lashon HaKodesh. One should say it in Lashon of the Haggadah. And then afterwards, go ahead and translate. Your guests at your Seder might not be too happy if you're doing the whole Haggadah in two languages. And in Mikol Shekein, Hama'am Rebbe Gamliel HaYomer, Shetzrichen Lahavenes Atam Shal Pesach Matzumar. However, again, so says the Kitzur, it's important to understand every part of the Haggadah. However, again, if a person said the Haggadah and didn't really understand, meaning if you're saying Dayenu and you don't know what you were saying, you're saying, okay, you're still Yotzi the Seder. But there is one section where one must understand what it is that they're reciting, and that's, of course, Rebbe Gamliel. The Rebbe Gamliel used to say, whoever did not say these three things at the Pesach Seder has not fulfilled his obligation, and that's Rebbe Gamliel goes on to explain the symbolism of Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. And again, there Rabbi Gamliel himself says explicitly, if you don't understand these things, you have not fulfilled your obligation. So the Kitzur says, really, the entire Haggadah should be recited in a language that one understands. But even if one did not do that, one must make sure to at least recite the section of Rabbi Gamliel in a language that one, and not just the Bala Seder, but a language that all of the participants in the Seder will understand, in order to be able to discharge the obligation and to have a true appreciation for what this Chalel HaSeder really means. Rabbi Hanani ben Akash Omer, Ratzel Shbach, Lizakol, Yassi Yisrael, Fichach, Herba, Lohem, Tzor, Mitzor, Shnei, Amad, Nechfet, Man, Sidko, Yagdo, Torah, Yadir. Yeah.